This is Passport to Texas. People of all ages take hunter education, but
it tends to be that middle-aged young professional who wants to try hunting. They want to eat local, if you will, and know where their food source is coming from.
Robert Ramirez oversees the program. The certification class is mandatory for those born on or after September 2, 1971. Currently, it's 2 days and 10 hours of classroom instruction or home study with a field day. Yet Ramirez says there's a proposal to add more options.
We're going to embrace the technology that's out there. It's dynamic. It's no longer a static web page where you're just reading text.
The interactive program offers online skills tests, much like online learning technologies found on the internet currently. Opportunities also exist beyond the computer screen.
We're going to offer some follow-up activities, mentored hunts, wildlife 101 type courses. That is optional.
The public can help shape the future of hunter education.
They'll have the opportunity for public comment on our hunter education proposal, and at that point, I encourage them to evaluate the changes because commission will rule in August.
There's more information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.